Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Keith Bowman came to St. George to support a friend competing in the Ironman competition. While in town, he looked up his buddy from a much earlier chapter in his life. The StoryCorps recording booth was located just a few hundred yards from the finish line of the Ironman competition. Both men are public radio listeners and were familiar with StoryCorps, but when they walked up to the recording booth that day, neither were planning to participate in an interview. One thing led to another, and within minutes, they impulsively jumped into the booth and had an unexpected conversation.
I'm here with my college roommate and best friend from 40 years ago. Our lives were intimately entwined for so many years, and then they just sort of went separate directions. My name is Keith Bowman. I'm 63 years of age.
I'm trying to recall, you know, what our very first meeting might have been. I think we joined the Sigma Chi fraternity at the same time. This was in UC Santa Barbara, so we would have been in the same pledge class. My name is Peter Mills. We're both children of the 60s, you might say. I grew up in the Bay Area, right in the midst of the whole hippie movement. I mean, I was never really actively a part of that, but when you grow up with that around you and you see your friends getting drafted to go to Vietnam and having drug crises and, you know, you got the Jefferson Airplane playing at your high school prom, those were some historic times in some ways. What was happening in California, there was riots going on in Berkeley, and the years we happened to be in Santa Barbara, 68 through about 72, some of that had migrated onto those campuses. We had some interesting experiences, like being tear gassed by being innocent bystanders out on the sidewalk, wondering what the heck was going on, having the National Guard marching down the street.
But the first 2.5 years were like a paradise, and then the last year and a half were confounded and very complex due to the political arena. What we ended up doing was spending more time out of Santa Barbara. We had both been sort of interested in river trips and the outdoors and the Grand Canyon and the Colorado River.
The river running activity was really a whole new chapter for both of us in a lot of different ways. What I recall was, I know you had gotten hooked up with this river company, Grand Canyon Expeditions, and
right.
You were working for them kind of on a full-time seasonal basis, and that opened the door for me to contact the owner, Ron Smith. So I'd hooked up to run a trip. It was in August, I think, of 71.
I really lobbied Ron Smith, the boss at the time, said, hey, you'd be crazy not to hire this guy. And he did. Then take it to the next step. We did this trip, and then you drove with me to Washington, D.C., am I correct?
Right.
And what I remember about that trip was the huge sense of loss I felt when I dropped you off at Dulles Airport to fly back home. I never felt so alone in my whole life. It was the worst, maybe the best, but the worst feeling. And I remember watching that plane. I said, here I am. I hate being on the East Coast. I'm going to go to medical school. The whole thing is scaring me to death. What I really want to do is just go back and run rivers with Pete. And I'll never forget that, thinking, what have I got myself into?
Yeah, I remember that too. A lot of people would look at you with admiration, you know, someone who's been successful, got into medical school. I mean, certainly an end of a chapter in your life and a start of a new chapter. And that's where our lives really kind of diverged in a couple of different directions. That turned out to be a 20-year venture for me, just knocking around the whole river running industry, and being involved in it at a time when it went through a lot of changes.
In a way, I was jealous because, you know, you were able to stay and do something you really loved. And at that time, I wasn't sure I loved going to medical school. I almost quit twice. Not in a negative sort of way, but I said, I wish I could have done what Pete was doing. You ended up with that 20-year career, and I never got back to the Grand Canyon until 2 years ago. Here it is 40 years later, and we're just communicating like it was yesterday. I mean, we're talking about, but we never had a chance to do that. This is kind of cool.
Is there a moment when, or like a memory that you have specifically when Peter came back into your life that was like happy that you got your friend back finally?
I think this is the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, really, it's.
This is the moment.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.